from the combined crew of blindandroidusers.com and accessibleandroid.com, it's time for your favorite Android podcast. Kick back now and enjoy another fine episode from these fanboys and gals as they navigate Android from a blindness perspective. And now, here's your crew. Hello and welcome to episode 177, our second app bonanza for the year 2024. We're recording today on April the 27th, 2024. I'm Warren Carr.
I'm Austin Pinto from Mumbai.
I'm John Dyer from Virginia.
Karin Kiwan.
And I'm Sally Kundos.
Today, all we're doing is bringing you nothing but the apps. And of course, we'll be throwing some announcements in there. Coming up, though, let's talk about some wellness thing. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. My excitement I had last week for trying out new carriers has kind of transitioned into I'm just kind of over it. I'm getting overwhelmed. I was playing with transferring eSIMs and stuff, and I got to the point where I just ended up ordering SIM cards, and I'm just gonna do the old-fashioned SIM card route. I got tired of having to make sure they approve my IMEI number and all that when I want to transfer. So, but yeah, hopefully by this time next week I'll have made a decision.
Yeah, but even if you are getting a physical SIM card, though, don't they also ask for your IMEI?
They do, but you don't have to worry about them telling you your phone doesn't have eSIM when it does. Like, they just check to see if your phone is blacklisted or not, and if it's not, you can activate the SIM card. Then from that point on, you can just swap it and not have to worry about doing anything.
Yeah, but wasn't it working, though? I thought it was working.
It was. That's the annoying thing. It was working, and you know, then I just started having an issue. Well, I never had an issue with Visible, but I'm trying a different carrier now, and they let me put the eSIM on my Galaxy, and then I'm trying to put another eSIM on there, and this time it's telling me my phone's not compatible, and I'm like, I literally have already done this and used this phone on your network with an eSIM, and you're telling me that this IMEI number does not support eSIM. So it's just, there's something wrong with our system, and that's just the type of thing I don't want to have to worry about.
Yeah, that makes sense. Pretty girl, Karin, how are you?
I'm well. Everything is going well here. Actually, we were having some hot days. We can say that this year hot weather started early, but currently it is becoming better. I hope that it will continue to be in the cool side because I hate hot weather so much.
You better not go to Arizona or some crazy place like that, because so it's kind of, you know, hot.
I agree. I'm a cold weather kind of guy. Like, I'll take cold weather over hot weather anytime.
And the thing is, when it is cold, you know how to warm yourself. But when it is warm, what should you do?
Exactly. You can only remove so many elements of clothing.
But yeah. This will not hurt. Well, this will not help, actually.
Austin boy, what you got cooking in Mumbai?
So Mumbai is really, really burning, and it's becoming Arizona now because we always have 42, 43 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow we're getting a weather warning on the newspaper and other media that we should not go out of the house because it's going to be absolutely hot. So the AC is on, and today I had to go for a CT scan and other routine health checks, and that lab was the worst because they took 4 hours for the whole process that takes normally 1 hour. And then this week I also have a technical or technological gift. I got a Surface Book or Surface Laptop 4, and I'm using that to record. So a lot of events this week, and I also resumed work. And it's very, very hot, and I don't like the hot weather.
And my namesake, that's the kid that gets better looking every day, just the way that I do. I'm talking, of course, about a good-looking kid. Sally, what's going on?
Well, being a cool guy, I also don't like hot weather. The cool weather is the best, honestly. So, as I said, I'm getting better every day, good looking every day, and I did my hair. It looks so good right now. Yeah. And how are you? Girls.
I'm doing well. Yeah. We got great weather here at my end. This week, though, it's kind of been a little bit rainy, in the 50s, 54, 55, that kind of thing. But I think that today is probably in the 60s and all of that. But, you know, oh, my lilac bush is so nice out there. So I'm enjoying the springtime. Springtime is just very funny. One day it's just nice. The next day it's kind of a little bit iffy. But it's what it is. And I'm glad we haven't had any, you know, snow in the month of April like we had some other years. So this is nice. It sounds like we're going to have some great cherries and apples this year. We got a big box, 25-pound box of asparagus, and I'm eating that thing like it's going out of style.
You can send me some of your weather and some asparagus and apples and cherries also.
Well, I don't have apples and cherries right now. You know, cherries wouldn't be out there till June. I'll try to wrap some and send out to Austin. But sounds like you guys all like the cold weather. Maybe we'll kind of send you to Siberia, but, you know, not like a punishment or something in a gulag. And now, the announcement segment. This is a segment dedicated to things we want you to be in the know. And now for this week's episode, here's your announcements. Up next, let's talk about an announcement or some announcements. And today, what are we talking about, Austin? We got a couple of things or so that we would like to talk about, right, as a quick highlight.
So today, a lot of announcements are there. Google is on fire, actually. They have released Android 15 Beta 1, Beta 1.2, Beta 1.1. We cannot even keep up. Like almost every alternate days, they're releasing new betas before the I/O. There are just 17 days left, so Google is keeping up very busy. And I don't know, 15.2 might come out before the I/O. I don't know what's going to happen. And Google is slowly rolling out call switching in Google Meet. So that's rolling out. So like if you want to switch your meet call on your computer and you want to head out, you can transfer your call to your phone and other devices, tablets, but they're still rolling out. So it may not come to all the countries right now, but it will surely come in due time. So Warren, you can take over for remaining announcements.
When it comes to the Android 15 Beta 1.1, that dropped on Monday, and then Android 15 Beta 1.2 dropping on Thursday. The Beta 1.1 was simply fixing the NFC that wasn't working on Pixel phones after the first beta. And then the 15 Beta 1.2 that came through on Thursday simply fixed some 5 issues. And so the first one says fixed an issue that sometimes caused apps to freeze and display applications not responding message. The second one fixed a system performance issue that caused excessive battery drain in some cases. The third one fixed an issue that caused the system settings app to crash when trying to add a fingerprint. Now, that can be very annoying. Number four fixed an issue that prevented the system back gesture from working in some cases. And the last one, the fifth one, fixed an issue that could cause the screen to flicker repeatedly. That's very annoying. Those are the fixes we have for the 15 Beta 1.2. And like you said, Austin, I'm thankful for the ability to transfer my calls. Say I'm on my computer and I want to go upside, or I want to jump in the car and continue that meeting on or Google call on my phone, I should be able to do that. I've always wanted that. So great to see that coming through.
I think the lesson we've learned here is that it was very important that Google had that NFC fix out before Thursday, because they couldn't just wait and do it all in one update.
I think the Android beta 1.1, 1.2, they fixed some issue that before the beta's Android intelligence service stopped working, that message would always come up, and now it is not coming. So they fixed that. That is a really irritating message that used to come when you are doing something. So that they have fixed.
Up next is the App of the Week segment. This is a segment dedicated to app demonstrations. Should you have an app that you would like to demonstrate for our listeners, feel free to send us the recording of such an app demo to contact us at blindandroidusers.com. And now for this week's episode, here's your App of the Week. Next, now we move on to the apps, and we'll be introducing these apps.
The first app kicking off our app bonanza this time around is brought to us by Warren, and it's an app that will help you figure out if you're being scammed or not.
Hi, Warren here for Blind Android Users Podcast. And for the second quarter of App Bonanza 2024, this is demonstrating an app called Norton Genie, N-O-R-T-O-N space G-E-N-I-E. What is Norton Genie? Norton Genie is a fact checker. So if you're on WhatsApp or some other platforms, a lot of times there's a lot of forwarded messages, most of them fake. And so basically what this app does is to fact check those type of messages or images that you may get. For this demonstration, I'll be utilizing my Galaxy S23 Plus, running One UI 6.1 and Android Suite 14.2. I am on my home screen now and will now navigate my way to the icon for Norton Genie.
Norton Genie.
Here we are, and I'll tap to activate.
Allow Norton Genie to send you notifications. Allow button out of pager.
The first thing we heard is to whether or not we would like to allow Norton Genie to send us notifications. Of course, I'm notorious for not liking notifications. So for me, though, I'm going to say no.
Don't allow button.
Don't allow.
Norton Genie, hello. Do you think you're being scammed?
This app is very simplistic, very, very simplistic, if I may say so. And so there's not much to it. Here's what we got. So the first thing we heard is, hello, do you think you're being scammed?
I confirm that I agree to the license and services agreement and acknowledge the global privacy statement.
And there's a switch there to the right, an on-off toggle.
On, switch.
And below that, in the middle of the phone toward the bottom.
Yes, help me Genie button.
We have that big button there says, yes, help me Genie. So I tap.
What should I call you?
And moving down.
Edit box, enter your name.
We've got an edit box wherein we could type in the name we would like to be referred to as. And I'll tap here to activate.
Showing English US QWERTY.
There's my keyboard popping up, and I'm going to do a voice dictation.
Use voice typing.
El Macho. I just dictated El Macho, and I'll find out if it's there.
Editing, El Macho, edit box.
There we go. Now I'm going to hit my back.
Keyboard hidden.
Now, below that edit field where we type our name, we've got another button.
Nice to meet you, button.
Simply says, nice to meet you. Now tap.
I've flagged 240,760 scams so far. I'm getting better at this every day.
And now we are in the menu eye of the app. And below that?
Selected icon, tap. I've flagged 241,370 scams so far. I'm getting better at this every day, out of list.
And below that, if you are an explorer like me, you'll find a text that says,
tap the plus button to start your first scan, out of list.
If you are a swiper, however, it's going to simply skip over that and lands you on one of the tabs at the bottom. At the bottom, we've got a couple tabs. To the left, we've got
Selected icon, detected, icon, 9 dots in a 3x3 grid, plus sign, tab, 1 of 2, in list, 2 items. Detected, icon, add, out of list. Detected, icon, add, text, plus.
And that's the add. So if we tap here, for example,
add an image or text to scan.
We heard add an image or text to scan. And in the middle of the phone going toward the bottom, we've got a couple buttons. The one on the left says
icon, add image, a screenshot of a suspicious email or text message button.
So you tap that to go browse where the image is on your device and then tap the scan. To the right of that is text.
Icon, add text, text from a suspicious email or text message, or a suspicious URL button.
While I do not have some image or some text that I'm suspecting to be fake, at the bottom, however, there's a little button that says, show me an example. I'll move my finger down.
Show me an example.
We'll go ahead and tap.
Pop-up window. Drag handle.
Tapping on that, we've got a couple items. We've got
icon, image example.
Image example or
icon, text example.
And both these are horizontally placed at the bottom of the phone. Let's tap on the one that says text example.
Norton Genie. Enter text or URL.
And I'll put my finger near the top.
The USPS package arrived at the warehouse but could not be delivered due to incomplete address information. Please confirm your address in the link. https://spsostes.top. Please reply Y, then exit the text message and open it again to activate the link, or copy the link and open it in your Safari browser. The USPS team wishes you a wonderful day. Edit box.
That's the example of some of the scams. Now, moving my finger down.
Here's text copied from a text message. Is it a scam?
And at the bottom?
Scan now button.
There's a scan now, and I'll tap.
Text.
So it finished scanning, and it said text. I'll put my finger near the top.
The results are in.
We hear the results are in, and I'll just triple tap with two fingers to read from here.
Genie Chat Orb, image. I'm sorry to tell you. Unlabeled, image. It's a package delivery scam. A type of scam in which a fake delivery notification is used to obtain money or personal information. How do I know? Detected. Icon, like, button. Detected. Icon, thumbs down, button. Genie Chat Orb, image. Do you like my answer? Tap thumbs up or thumbs down above, or on any of my results, to help me improve. Genie Chat Orb, image. Unsure what to do next? Ask me anything about cybersecurity below, or start a new scan. Edit box, type your question or response here, out of list. Report issue, button.
And at the bottom, we have an edit field that you could type whatever question and you could ask it a question.
Edit box. Type your question or response here. Window Norton Genie.
And to the right of that,
report issue button.
There's a report issue. And that's it about Norton Genie. No settings, nothing. Very simplistic tool. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot, Warren, for this app. So second up is Austin Pinto talking about YouTube Studio to help you manage your YouTube channel. Austin, take it away.
Hello all. For this year's second app bonanza, I'm going to demo an app called YouTube Studio. If you are a YouTube creator, then this app is a must-have on your phone, and also the YouTube Studio website. However, I'm not going to talk about the website today. I'm only going to talk about the app. So when you launch the app for the first time, it gives you options. One is it shows you your personal account, and it gives you an option to add another account. Let's say if your YouTube channel is on a different account, then you can add it. Once you add the account, it will give you the option to select your channel. You need to select your channel, and then we can get started with the app. My app is already set up, and so I cannot show you the first steps of adding the account and selecting the channel. Now, my YouTube Studio may look a little different than yours because our channel is monetized, and so we may have some tabs related to monetization. So let's get started. Let me open YouTube Studio app.
YT Studio. Account. Out of account. Double tap to activate.
So I am in YT Studio, also known as YouTube Studio. So the first option that we get.
Account. Double tap to activate.
The top right is account. If you click on this.
Navigate up. Button. Blind Android users. Add blind Android users. Double tap to activate.
The blind Android users account.
Edit channel. Button. Button. Switch account.
You can double tap to activate channel and switch account.
Button. Google account. Double tap to act. Button. Settings. Unlabeled. Button. Send feedback. Unlabeled. Button. Help center. Unlabeled. Button. YouTube. Unlabeled. Double tap. Button. Privacy policy. Unlabeled. Double tap to activate. Button. Terms of service. Unlabeled. Selected. Tab. Dashboard. 1 of 5. In list. 5 items.
Then we can go into settings.
Button. Settings. Unlabeled. YouTube Studio. YouTube Studio. Navigate up. Button. Notifications. Earn. Channel. Device.
So the first option is notifications.
Push notifications. Choose your preferences. Button. Double tap to activate.
You can choose your preferences.
Drag handle. Image. Push notifications. Heading. Close. Button. Comments. Important. Button. Double tap. Analytics. Insights about your channel. On. Button. Double tap to comments. Important. Button. YT Studio. Comments. Button. All. Every comment. In list.
I want to select YT all Studio. Here.
Drag handle. Image. Out of. Push notifications. Heading. Close. Comments. All. Button. Analytics. Insights about your channel. On. Button. Double tap to activate.
You can get analytics notifications.
Achievements. Memorable moments and more. On. Button. Double tap to activate. Policy. Copyright issues. Strikes. Checks. And more. On. Button. Double tap
to
activate.
Copyright issues, strikes, and all those other things. It is very critical that this has to be on. Otherwise, you won't know if your channel has got a copyright strike or some policy violation.
Earn. Ways to earn on YouTube. On. Button. Double tap to activate.
Get notification on ways to earn on YouTube. This may be or may not be there for you if you are a starting creator and a channel is not monetized.
Policy, achievement, analytic, comments, close, push notifications, close, button.
That's it here.
Double tap to activate. Settings. Navigate up, button. Notifications, push notifications, choose your button, currency, USD, US dollar.
So double tap to activate. So you can change your currency here. And as a channel is in US, I keep my currency as US dollars. Once you are monetized, I would recommend that you don't change your currency. You must do it before you are monetized. Otherwise, you may have a little hold up when you're earning.
Button. Permissions. Add or change permissions for your channel. Double tap to activate.
Here you can invite people if you want them to be editors, moderators, and other channel permissions.
Button. Creator demographics. Build a more inclusive YouTube. Double tap to activate.
So to invite people, you just need to put in their email address and click on send. YouTube will send them invitation.
Button, button, creator demographics, build a more inclusive YouTube.
So here double you tap can to activate. See your creator demographics and let's take
YouTube Studio, navigate up, button, unlabeled. Help make you providing this information is optional. You may delete your answers anytime. The information you provide will not learn more. Button. Take survey. Button.
You
double tap to activate.
Survey. Now this YouTube always asks you to take a survey that is not compulsory. You can either take it or no.
Selected. Tab. Dashboard. 1 of 5. In list. Tab. Content. 2 of 5. Back. Button. Out. Settings. Settings. Setting. Navigate up. Button. Double tap to activate. Button. Appearance. Use device theme. Notifications. Earn. Channel. Button. Creator demographics. Build a more inclusive. Button. Appearance. Use device theme. Double tap to activate.
Now this, I'm not going to go in through it because if this is regarding appearance, you can set your YouTube studio appearance to select device theme and all those things. So you can explore that.
Selected. Tab. Dashboard. 1 of 5. In list. 5 items.
And that is the settings area.
Back. Button. Button. YouTube. Button. Back. Button. Out of list.
So that is the options at least.
You're getting creator notifications.
Right. Top right.
To activate.
There's a notification that new content is available.
Create.
You can
double
create.
Tap to activate.
That means you can upload your videos if you have them on your phone. You can go live using your phone camera and other things.
Button. You're getting creator notifications in 2 account. Out of list. Notifications. New content available. Create.
So that is the top bar. Now, the thing that you heard.
Not now. Button. In list. You're getting creator notifications in 2 places, YouTube and Studio. Turn them off in the YouTube app.
You can go into either YouTube app and turn off the notifications for the channel, or you can leave it on, but I would recommend that you turn it off. So
not now, button.
For this
double
demo,
tap to activate.
I'm going to click on not now because it will take me to the
unlabeled
YouTube
blind
app.
Android users 1000 button watch time hours 224 unlabeled button views 3.3k unlabeled channel analytics button last 28 days unlabeled blind Android users account out of list unlabeled blind Android users 1335 total subscribers in list 4 items.
So
double tap to activate.
It gives you the channel name, number of subscribers. That is 1335.
Last 28 days.
And this last 28 days is going to give you your channel analytics.
Channel analytics. Button. Double button. Views. 3.3K. Unlabeled.
So we
double
have
tap to activate.
3.3K views in the 28 days.
Button. Watch time hours. 224. Unlabeled.
224.
Double tap to activate.
Watch time hours in 28 days, which I think should be increased. So listeners, please patronize YouTube and increase their watch hours, which is doing good, but should increase a bit.
Button. Subscribers. Plus 36. Unlabeled.
So
double tap to activate.
36 subscribers gained in 28 days. That is really nice.
Button. Estimated revenue. $2.45. Double tap
he
to activate.
Earned $2.45 in 28 days. So that is estimated. YouTube does not let you know the full earning on YouTube. That also will include super thanks and all those other things.
Latest published content. Button. Double tap to
so
activate.
Now it will give you the latest published content along with your watch, number of watch and all those things.
Button. Episode 176. Google merges hardware and software departments and interview with AudioCat. First 5 days, 23 hours. Double tap to activate. Button. 33 views. Space. No likes. Space. No comments. Space.
So 33 views in first 5 days. That is nice. And also listeners should like and comment our on our videos. Liking the video does not cost you anything, but it also recommends the podcast to Google search and we get more notifications on recommended videos.
Selected. Tab. Dashboard. 1 of 5. Inlet.
So at the bottom, you see dashboard. That is your first tab.
Tab. Content. 2 of 5.
Content.
Double tap to select.
Again, is self-explaining. It'll show you your content that you have uploaded.
Tab. Analytics. 3 of 5.
Analytics,
double tap to select.
Just saw. And this tab gives you a more detailed analytics. So let's go here.
Analytics. Selected. Tab. Analytics. Views. 3.3K. Unlabeled. About the same as your weekly recap is here. Unlabeled. In list. Top content. Views last 28 days. Out of list.
So it gives you your weekly recap on how many views you have gained, subscribers, and earnings, and all those things that changes every week.
How viewers find your videos. Top content. Views. 3.3K. Unlabeled. About this. How viewers find your videos. Unlabeled. In list. Top content. Views last 28 days. Change side key from Bixby to Google Assistant. 268.
This change side key from on Bixby to Google Assistant, that is a top performing video. So thanks to John, I think, who did the demo. This video is really top performing.
Amazon Fire Max 11 unboxing and setup, 178. Spotlight, TalkBack 14.2, what's really new, 166.
So TalkBack 14 also is at top 3, and on it will go. And let's see.
Change side key from Bixby to Google.
If I go down.
Unlabeled, Amazon Fire Max 11, 130. Unlabeled, Amazon Fire Max, tab, tab, selected, tab, analytics, 3
so
of 5.
It shows you your top 3.
Tab, comments, 4 of 5.
Now comments.
Double tap to select.
Again, this will give you your listener comments to videos. It will give you your, it'll like provide you with the options to either approve the comments or reject the comments if you have not set the policy on default upload settings.
Tap, earn, 5 of 5. Double
and
tap to select.
This is not there for the people, those who have not monetized, or at least so many options are not there in the earn tab. It will show you ways to earn on YouTube. So let me just go here.
Earn. Selected. Tab. Earn. Button. Click this button to $0. Supers. Unlabeled. App. Button. Click this button to $0. Memberships. Unlabeled. Your YouTube partner. Heading. Button. Click this button to $0. Memberships. Unlabeled.
People
double tap to activate. Button. Click this button to $0. Supers. Unlabeled.
Membership.
Double tap to activate.
Supers.
Unlabeled. Shopping. Share products across your channel from your own store. Double tap. Getting paid. To start, set up your payment details in AdSense for YouTube. You'll need to click this button to learn more. Button. Button. Click this button to learn more about chat and email. Button. Click this button to learn more about copyright match tool. Unlabeled. Button. Click this button to learn more about external links in cards and end screens. Unlabeled. Next milestone. Unlabeled. Unlabeled. Watch page ads. Earn from ads and YouTube Premium on the watch page. In list. Two items.
So once you become a
activate.
YouTube partner, then YouTube will give you a lot of support and a lot of things if something happens to your channel. And it will not give you that much support. At least you'll have to go through loops and loops if you are not a YouTube partner. So that is it about the YouTube Studio demo. Very simplistic app and should be necessary for all creators if you are a YouTube creator. That is it from me for this app Bonanza, and I hope you enjoy the app Bonanza.
Thank you, Austin. And now let's listen to John's demo of the Samsung Kids app. If you have, which is a useful app, if you have kids and have a Samsung device and you need to give them the phone from time to time. And you should know that if you own an A device, especially I can talk about the A55, the Samsung Kids installer, and CroCro and Friend, which is, I think, a game. Those apps are on your phone and they can't be uninstalled unless you use ADB, of course.
Hello. Today I'm going to be demonstrating an app called Samsung Kids. And you probably already guessed, but I need to start off by saying that you can only get this app on Samsung devices, whether it be a phone or a tablet. And you can download this from the Samsung Galaxy Store. The link will be in the description or show notes. And you can install it on any Samsung device running any version of One UI. I have it installed on two of my A-series tablets that have One UI Core, so you don't have to worry about it not working on One UI Core devices. And what this app is it's basically a launcher for your kid. So you can use it in one of two ways, and I use it in both ways. If you have a device for your child, like my son has a tablet, you could just use this as the launcher permanently on that device. I mean, obviously you can get out of it and go back to the regular launcher and do regular things on that device when you need to, but if you put it in Samsung Kids, it will stay in Samsung Kids until you, as the adult, leave Samsung Kids, either by putting in a PIN or using biometrics. So you can have it be a launcher on a device, or you could just have it be a temporary launcher on your phone if you're out and your kid needs something to distract them. You're at a restaurant, they're not behaving, and you just want to put a YouTube Kids video in front of them for a second, and you don't want them to leave that and go do other things on your phone. You can just, I have this in my quick settings, and I just double tap on Kids and my quick settings, and it takes it, puts it in that launcher, and I can just hand my phone over and I don't have to worry about him doing anything on my phone that he shouldn't be doing. And there's really no way to get out of Samsung Kids without the PIN or the biometrics. So you don't have to worry about them going to the notification shade. It doesn't let you go to the notification shade. If you get pop-up notifications, they don't show on the screen, so they can't interact with those. The only exception is if you get a phone call, they will see it and they can answer it. But obviously, if it's on a tablet, then you don't have to worry about that. And even if you restart the phone while it's in Samsung Kids, it will come back up into Samsung Kids. So there's really no way to get out of it without permission. I've already cleared the data for Samsung Kids so that you can see what the first run experience is like. I'm going to open it.
Samsung Kids.
So this is what we have.
Samsung Kids. Safe. A safe phone environment for your child will be ready in a moment. Fun. Cute, fun characters will help your child through the Samsung Kids world. Variety. There's a lot of fun and educational content for your child to explore. Checked. Add Samsung Kids to the app screen. Checkbox.
So this will put it in your app drawer. I'm going to uncheck this because I already have it in my quick settings.
Not checked. Add Samsung Kids to the app screen. Checkbox. Next button.
Hitting next.
Samsung Kids. A safe place for kids. Set up a space just for your child with only the apps you allow. Locking prevents your child from switching to the regular phone environment. Selected page 1 of 3. Button.
So that was page 1.
Not selected page 2 of 3. Button.
Let's go to page 2.
Selected page 2 of 3. Build healthy digital habits. Help your child learn how to manage time and to know when to switch off by setting a screen time limit and bedtime that your child can check.
And now I'm going to swipe to the left with two fingers to go to page 3.
Selected page 3 of 3. Apps designed for kids. Grow logical thinking skills with Crocro's Adventure, boost creativity with Lisa's Music Band, and much more.
And at the bottom we have...
Continue button.
Continue. I'm going to hit that.
Samsung Kids. Allow Samsung Kids to send you notifications. Allow. Button.
I'm going to allow that.
Home screen for Samsung Kids. Not installed. Crocro's Friends. Village. Samsung Kids turned on.
I don't know that allowing notifications is necessary. As you heard, it just said Samsung Kids turned on. That was probably the notification. I don't know that that's necessary for the app to function. But now we're on the home screen, and there's a few things here by default. You heard the first one read already. I'm going to swipe right.
Not installed. Lisa's Music Band.
Now, as you can see, some of these, actually all of these, I think, will say not installed.
Not installed. My Magic Voice.
And these are basically recommendations of kids' apps you can get from the Samsung Galaxy Store. And if you double tap on them, it'll take you to the store to download it.
Not installed Crocro's Adventure. Not installed My Browser.
And I think that's all that's on the home screen by default, excluding the dock. So I'm going to swipe right.
Content page. Button.
If I hit that, it'll take me to the content recommended content page, which is to the left, so I could either double tap here or I could swipe right with two fingers. But I'm just going to go to the next item.
Page 1 of 1. Current page.
That's what's selected, so swiping right again, it should take me to the dock.
My phone.
Now this I do have installed. It's my phone.
My camera.
My camera.
My gallery.
And my gallery. And these apps... you can go in and customize. So, for example, my phone, there's no contacts in there by default, and they can't just dial random numbers. So you have to add the contacts you want them to be able to call. And they can't call anybody other than those people. The camera app is just a basic camera that they could take pictures or videos with, and it has some silly effects they could do to play around with. And then you heard the third thing is the gallery, where that's where it will save all the pictures and videos that they take, and it stores it in a separate place from your photos and videos you take as the grown-up. And of course, they only have access to that folder unless you change that. So this is a very basic launcher. You can, with TalkBack enabled, you double tap to open any app. With it turned off, you just tap on the app to open it. And you can't tap and hold, drag them. There's no long pressing to get options. I mean, it's very basic. All they could do is open the apps. And they can't get to, I mentioned this earlier, they can't get the notification shade. So if I do the notification shade TalkBack gesture, nothing happens. If I swipe down from the top with two fingers, nothing is happening. Can't get there. So in order to back out completely of Samsung Kids, the easiest way is to just go to the home screen by doing the home gesture or pressing the home button, and then backing out from there either with a gesture or button. And it will ask you for your PIN or fingerprint to take you to your regular home screen. So I'm going to do the back gesture.
Settings. Scan your fingerprint.
So it asks for your biometrics to get out of here. And that will take you to your regular home screen. But I'm going to hit back again to
home screen for Samsung Kids.
Because I don't really want to leave. And so now we're on the first item at the top. I'm going to swipe left.
More options. Button.
Now we're at the more options at the top right. And if you open this, this is where you can do your grown-up things.
Pop-up window. Change wallpaper button.
You can change your wallpaper.
Change wallpaper. Home screen preview regular wallpaper background.
So you have...
Not selected wallpaper colors red. Not selected wallpaper colors orange.
You have a bunch of solid colors you can pick from, and then of course if you want to, you can do a specific photo. So very simple wallpaper interface. Backing out.
Home screen for Samsung Kids. More options. Button.
Let's see what's next.
Pop-up window. Change wallpaper button. Emergency call button.
Emergency call. This will bring up the dialer. So if for whatever reason somebody who's stuck in Samsung Kids, whether it be a kid or not, if they want to call emergency services, they can. You still have to dial 911 or whatever your emergency number is in your area, but this will bring up the dialer to let you do that.
Parental controls button.
Now let's see what the parental controls are.
Scan your fingerprint. Verify your identity. Use your biometric to continue. Settings. Allow Samsung Kids to access your contacts. Allow. Button.
I'm going to allow this stuff.
Parental controls. Set profile.
As you noticed, it asked for my biometrics. Anytime you do something parental, it will ask for that. So it didn't ask for it for the wallpaper. So the kid can go in there and change their own wallpaper if they want to. Now, this first item.
Set profile.
If you want to go in there and give your kid an avatar, a name, put in their birthday, this is where you would go to do all that. Going down.
6 meters more than yesterday.
This is usage.
App usage during regular time, 6 meters. Others. 6 meters. Screen time. Tap here to set a goal.
This is where you can set how long you want them to be able to be in here. So if you have this as the launcher on their tablet, you can say, I only want them to use it for a certain amount of time every day.
Set screen time goal. Navigate up. Button. Set screen time goal. Off switch.
And turn this on.
On. Selected. Same every day. Radio button.
So you can have it the same every day, or you can have it different on different days. So if you want them to be able to get more time on the weekends, you can do that.
Not selected. Set goals for each day of the week. Radio button. Selected. Radio button. 15 mins. Not selected. Radio button. 30 mins. Not selected. Radio button. 1 hour.
I'm going to do 1 hour because it's easier, and hopefully this demo will not go longer than an hour. But the next item is custom, and you can select any amount of time you want, hours and minutes.
Selected. Not selected. Radio button. Custom.
Now I'm going to back out of here.
Parental controls. Screen time. Goal, 1 hour use 6 meters.
So I've used it for 6 minutes, although it says meters, and I have an hour. So next item.
Bedtime. View more. Button. Tap here to set.
Let's set a bedtime.
Samsung Kids. 0:18, 6:12, 10 o'clock p.m., 7 o'clock a.m., 10 o'clock p.m., 7 o'clock a.m. Sleep time, 9 hours.
So, I'm going to leave the defaults. It's bedtime starts at 10 and stops at 7.
Sunday checkbox.
Check which days you want it to apply. And I'm going to just check all of them real quick.
Check. Not check. Monday check. Not check. 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 Check. Title. Edit box.
Then you can give it a title if you want to, but I'm going to skip that.
Cancel. Button. Save. Button.
Hitting save.
Parental controls. From 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. next day.
Okay, so next we have...
Frequently contacted. No calls yet.
You can see their call history.
My kids' creations. No creations yet.
You can see what they've created, whether it be music's in the music app or taking pictures and videos.
Apps. 8 apps.
That's how many apps we have installed on the launcher.
Off allowed apps after time limit switch.
So this will let you exclude certain apps from the time limit. So if you have like an app that they use for like sleep sounds or something, you can exclude that app so that it doesn't cut them off at bedtime or doesn't use up their allotted usage for the day.
Off switch.
Leaving that off.
Contacts. 0 contacts.
Here's where you would add contacts. You can do it here or you can do it in the phone app itself. Of course, either way, you have to put your biometrics in or a PIN if you've set up a PIN for the app.
Media. 0 images, 0 videos.
You can add media for them, so if there are videos on your phone or tablet that you want them to have access to, you can add them here. Or you can do it from the gallery app, just like I mentioned about the phone.
Music. 0 tracks.
And then same for music. If you want them to have music, you can add the tracks here.
More apps for kids.
Now this is what I mentioned earlier, is to the left of the home screen. So if you swipe right with 2 fingers, it'll take you to basically it's like a recommended content page. So I'm actually going to turn that off because I don't like them having access to that. It just makes them want more things.
On swipe right for more content. Show partner content when you swipe right from the Samsung Kids home screen switch.
Yeah, so basically advertisements. I'm going to turn that off.
Swipe right for more content. Navigate up. Button. Swipe right for more content. On. Switch.
So this is where you would turn it off.
Off.
Now, had you left it on, there's another option.
On show recommended apps. Switch. Disabled.
That is now disabled because I turned it off, but if you just wanted to turn off recommended apps, you could do that instead. And that's everything that's in the parental controls section, so I'm going to back out.
Parental controls. Off. Swipe right for more content. Show partner content when you swipe right from the Samsung Kids home screen switch.
And I'm going to back out again.
Home screen for Samsung Kids. More options. Button.
Now let's see what else we have in more options.
Pop-up window. Change wallpaper button. Emergency call button. Parental controls button. Add and edit apps button.
Here we can add and edit apps. So you can customize the home screen here. I'm going to show you how.
Scan your fingerprint. Verify my camera.
So now we're on the editable home screen. And while you can't use actions, this still is accessible. So you can double tap, hold, and drag to rearrange icons. So I'll show you.
Crocro's Friends. Village.
Double tap, hold.
Pop-up window. Crocro's Friends Village. Drag started. Crocro's Friends. Village, move to row 1, column 1. Add and edit apps. Unlabeled. Crocro's Friends. Village, move to row 2, column 1. Item moved. Leases. Music band.
So it's a little slow in telling you where you are currently dragging it, but it does tell you. So if you're patient, just wait and you'll hear the confirmation that you are where you want to be, and then you can let go. Also, if you long press 1.
My magic voice. Pop-up window. My magic voice. Delete.
This is how you can delete.
Add and edit apps.
I'm actually going to delete all of these.
Leases. Pop-up. Delete. Add and edit apps. Crocros. Pop. Delete. Add and edit apps. My. Browser.
So this My Browser, as just before I delete it, I'll tell you what it is. You can specify certain websites that you want them to be able to access, and they can only access those websites and links on those websites that keep them in that domain. So they can't leave those websites.
Pop-up window. Delete. Button. Add and edit apps. Crocro's Friends. Village. Pop. Delete. Button. Add and edit apps. Page 1 of 1. Current page.
So now I have nothing on my home screen with the exception of the dock where I have the phone, camera, and gallery apps. So I'll show you how to add apps near the top right.
Add button.
Hit the add button.
Check app content beforehand. Before migrating any apps to Samsung Kids, please ensure to check that the application and its content, including its respective service and privacy terms, are appropriate for your child.
So in other words, it's just warning you, whatever apps you put here, your kid will be able to use.
Okay. Button.
So make sure they're good apps.
Samsung Kids. Nothing selected. Double tap. Search. Edit box.
Luckily, there's a search. So I'm going to... I'll just add one app here to keep this short, but you can add multiple apps at one time.
Search. Showing Braille keyboard. D-I-S-N-E-Y. Disney. Keyboard hidden. Not checked. Disney Coloring World. Checkbox.
Well, let's add 2.
Checked. Disney Coloring World. Checkbox. Not checked. Disney Plus. Checkbox.
So those are my 2 Disney
checked,
apps.
Disney Plus. Checkbox.
Then at the bottom right.
Add button.
Or actually, it's at the bottom center. You hit add.
Add and edit apps. Add button.
So now we have added 2 apps. And I've showed you how to move them already. You can have multiple pages, just like a regular launcher, if you want to. And the grid on this is 3x3. So the actual page will have 9 apps on it. And then there's a dock at the bottom that can hold 3 apps. And of course, this layout is just for the phone, because I'm doing the demonstration on the phone. I think if you're doing this on a tablet, it's going to be in landscape orientation, and the grid size will be 5 across and 3 down, so 5x3, and then I think the dock also holds 5 icons. So now I'm going to back out of editing mode.
Save your changes or discard them. Cancel. Button. Discard. Button. Save. Button.
I'm going to hit save.
Saved. Home screen for Samsung Kids. Gift box.
Now, this is kind of cute. If you add a new app to the home screen, it will just appear as a present. So TalkBack is reading Giftbox. So
Giftbox.
Both of these apps that I added, I'm swiping back and forth between them.
Giftbox.
They just show up as presents. So the first time they activate it, it does an animation where it shows you the app. So it unwrapped the present, and inside was Disney's Coloring World. And then...
Gift box.
I'm assuming that's what it was. Let's see.
Disney Coloring World.
Yeah. So then same thing.
Gift box.
For this one, unwrap it. And there's Disney Plus. And then, of course, if you tap on it now, it will open that app. So I'm going to open an app just to show you.
Disney Plus.
Once you're in an app.
On the home screen. Secrets of the Octopus. Select for details on this title.
Just like you would on any other launcher, to go back to the home screen, you just hit home. If you have a button, a home button, you hit it, or do the home gesture. So I'm going to do the home gesture.
Home screen for Samsung Kids. Disney Plus.
And that takes me back to the Samsung Kids home screen. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, if you want to get to your actual home screen, you would have to back out from here, from this home screen. Okay, so going back into more options to see the last few things in here.
Pop-up window. Change wallpaper button. More apps for kids button.
After add and edit apps, we have a place where we can double tap to go to more apps for kids. This will basically just take you to the Samsung Galaxy Store and show you some kid-friendly apps you can download if you're looking for some. Next we have...
Settings button.
And then last we have...
Close Samsung Kids button.
So you can close it from here if you want to, but I'm going to show you settings. There's just a couple things in here.
Settings button. Settings. Scan your fingerprint. Settings. Navigate up. Button.
We have...
Loctite for parental controls.
Here's where you can change whether you want to use your biometrics or whether you want to set up a PIN specific to Samsung Kids.
Reset Samsung Kids. Reset Samsung Kids and all related settings.
Here you can just reset all the settings.
Add Samsung Kids to app screen. Off switch.
And here's where you can go in to change whether or not it shows up in your apps drawer. And then we have the usual...
About Samsung Kids.
About and...
Contact us.
Contact. Going back to the home screen.
Home screen for Samsung Kids. More options. Button.
Now, before we finish up, I'll show you these three apps that are in the dock by default.
My phone.
Going into the phone app.
My phone. Add allowed contacts. Button.
So, near the top right is where you would add a contact.
Dial button. Disabled.
This dial button is disabled.
No contacts. Add people to call.
And there's no contacts, so you can't do anything in here yet. Like I said, all they can do is call people you've added, so...
Add allowed contacts. Button.
I'll add someone real quick.
Samsung Kids. Settings. Add contacts.
It asked for my fingerprint.
Call.
So I put my fingerprint on there.
Add button.
I'm going to hit the add button. So this is the list of allowed contacts. I'm going to hit add.
Select contact. Not check select all contacts checkbox.
I don't want all my contacts in there.
Not checked. Checkbox. John Dyer. Check.
I've checked John Dyer. That's actually my dad. So, Grandpa. Then at the bottom.
Done. Button. Contacts. Add button.
And then backing out of here.
My phone. Add allowed contacts. Button.
Now we have a contact on the screen.
John Dyer.
And if they tap that, it will call him. But I will not do that now. Going back to the home screen.
Home screen for Samsung Kids. My phone. My camera.
Now going into the camera app. This is just a basic app.
My camera. Selected. Photo preview.
So
using rear camera.
So I have it on photo right now. If I swipe to the left with two fingers.
Video preview.
So those are the two modes you have.
Photo preview.
And then if you swipe right.
Video preview button.
You could change it with a button.
Take a picture button.
There's the take a picture button,
switch to front camera button,
and switch camera button.
Effects button.
And then effects, this is where they can do silly things like have sunglasses and then line it up with their face if they're taking out a selfie. That sort of thing. So I'm just going
take a picture button
to take a picture. And then swiping left.
Quick view button.
Quick view. This will take you to your pictures in your gallery. I'm going to swipe left with two fingers.
Video preview.
Record a video real quick.
Record button.
Just testing a video, and I'm going to double tap again to stop it. So I did feel a vibration when I started and stopped the video, although TalkBack didn't say it, which honestly is kind of a good thing. You don't have to have that in your video. But yeah, just a very simple app. But going back to the home screen, and I'll show you the last thing.
Home screen for Samsung Kids. My camera. My gallery.
Gallery.
My gallery. My gallery. List view button.
I guess that was list just view. A cool gallery noise. And we have two items here.
Today, 20,240,423 underscore 95,000. Today, 20,240,000.
So both things I took, the photos or videos, will all show up here together. And then at the bottom, there's two tabs.
Selected. Pictures. Tab 1 of 2 tab.
Pictures, although it shows pictures and videos.
Albums. Tab 2 of 2 tab.
And then albums. And up near the top right, you have a couple of options.
Camera button. Camera.
That'll take you to the camera.
Add button. Add allowed media files.
This will, as the parent, will let you add photos, videos that you want them to have access to, even if they haven't taken them from their camera.
List view button. List view.
And this just changes the view if you'd rather have a list view instead of the thumbnail view. I won't go into any of these, but trust me, as you've seen, I'm pretty impressed with this app. It's very accessible, which I like. So, you know, whether your kid requires TalkBack or not, it will work for them. And, you know, as the parent, it's nice to be able to go into what they're going to be using and see what it's like and see what's in there. So I appreciate that Samsung has really made this very accessible. So that brings us to the end of this demonstration. And if you're still with me, you must have kids and you must have a Samsung device or are considering a Samsung device. So I appreciate you listening and I hope this has been helpful.
Thanks, John. Probably I'll be one of those kids that could be placed on that list. I don't know. Up next, though, let's talk about something that is particular to India. And we're talking about something called M-Aadhaar. From Austin, it's an equivalent of like the Social Security here in the U.S. And here's Austin demonstrating M-Aadhaar.
For my second app on the App Bonanza for this year, the second episode of the App Bonanza, I'm going to demo an app called M-Aadhaar. So M-Aadhaar is like how the U.S., they have the social security number and all social security cards. So we have the same Aadhaar card. Let me just open the app.
M-Aadhaar.
So this is only for
Unique Identification Authority of India, out of grid.
Citizens of India. And it is a very compulsory document that you need to make. It is mostly used to identify you when you are taking SIM cards, bank accounts, and other things that you need to submit your Aadhaar card to identify you. Even your PAN and all the other cards are linked to Aadhaar card. So it's a very important document to have. So I've opened the app.
M-Aadhaar. Austin Milibris Pinto, 4x4x1769. Profile added 1/5. Double tap to activate.
So that shows me my name.
All services. Double tap to activate.
Now here you can see all services. Let me click here.
Check request status. Double tap to activate.
Now check request status if you have submitted a request to update something in Aadhaar card or ordered a PVC, that's the plastic laminated Aadhaar card, then you can check that service request and all those things.
Get Aadhaar
is if you want to register for Aadhaar, then you can select Get Aadhaar, but I already have Aadhaar, so we don't need to do that.
Download Aadhaar. Double tap to activate.
Download Aadhaar. So this is if you want to submit a soft copy or send someone a hard copy of your Aadhaar, then you need to download it. Now, downloading an Aadhaar, you need to protect it. You need to lock your Aadhaar with a password or PIN so that no one uses without authorization, because a lot of scams go on about these cards.
Retrieve EUID. Double tap to activate.
So retrieve EUID is you can get an eAadhaar card if you lose your hard copy or something, you can retrieve that and then go ahead and re-register for a duplicate one.
Order PVC card. Double tap to activate.
Order PVC card is the same thing that I told you. If you order a plastic laminated card, that gives you more protection, because when you get your card, it is just paper and or just a cardboard kind of card. It's a photographic card, like it is not a PVC.
Aadhaar services.
Here you see Aadhaar services. Now you need to check these.
Check Aadhaar validity. Double tap to activate.
Aadhaar cards have validity, and once your validity expires, you need to go to Aadhaar center and re-verify or re-upload.
By email, mobile. Double tap
so
to activate.
Here you can verify your mobile number and email ID if you have updated it or you want to verify it due to some reason.
Generate virtual ID. Double tap
virtual
to activate.
Virtual ID is like an e-copy of your Aadhaar card, but it's virtual, so it give you a masked Aadhaar, so people don't get your details if you're submitting it to someone.
QR code scanner. Double tap
this
to activate.
Generates a QR code of your Aadhaar, and you can scan it, or you can submit it, and someone can scan it, or you can also scan someone's QR code if they generate.
Generate QR code. Double tap to activate.
So this is again that you can generate your QR code of your Aadhaar, and then you can allow someone to scan it if you want to submit it to someone.
Paperless offline eKYC. Double tap to activate.
So this is eKYC. KYC is Know Your Customer, and you can do this paperless if you need to go somewhere and do your identification to a bank or something. You can do it offline also.
Book an appointment. Double tap to activate.
Now, book an appointment is if you want to update something or do something with your Aadhaar card, you can book an appointment with your Aadhaar center.
And visit Aadhaar Seva Kendra. Ask to enroll for Aadhaar or update Aadhaar data.
So that is the same continuation of the before sentence of book appointment.
Unique Identification Authority of India. MAADAR.
So that is all about the Aadhaar card app. It is a very simple app, and unfortunately, it's only valid for Indian citizens. It can't be used if you are coming as a tourist also, unless you are coming in for a long duration stay. And then you maybe get your passport, and then you can make it. But a long duration stay, like if you have a work visa, 3, 4, 5, 6 years,
screen off,
you can do it. So that is my apps for this App Bonanza episode, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. The next app is Plan Research by Warren. And this app is very useful when you're planning something to do research about things, like when you want to plan like some outings or something, you can do research on it. So let's listen to the demo, and Warren, thanks for the demo of that app.
Hi, Warren here for Blind Android Users Podcast. This is demonstrating an app called Plants Research Pro. This is an app that tells you about plants and some of their medicinal functions, as well as some of those that contain some recipes. The app may be a little bit complicated, but that's why I'm here, making the complicated uncomplicated.
I am already sitting here in a folder that contains Plants Research Pro, and now I'll move my finger to the right and tap on the icon.
Plants Research Pro. User Agreement. By installing and using this application, you agree to the following terms. 1. Information Disclaimer. This application provides information for informational purposes only and should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice. You are advised to consult with qualified healthcare professionals for personalized diagnosis, treatment, and guidance regarding any medical condition or concern. 2. Educational Content. The content within this application, including recipes, is provided for educational and experimental purposes. You understand that any information or recommendations provided are intended for informational purposes only and should be used with caution and discretion. 3. Accuracy Disclaimer. While we strive to ensure the accuracy and reliability of the information presented, we cannot guarantee its completeness, currency, or suitability for any specific purpose. You acknowledge that the information provided may contain errors, omissions, or inaccuracies. 4. Limitation of Liability.
You got the drift. So at the bottom right corner, we've got the agree button.
Agree button. Privacy policy. This privacy policy governs the manner in which this application collects, uses, maintains, and discloses information collected from users of the application. 1. Information collection and usage. This application does not collect any information from its users for the purposes of storage outside of the user's device, except for the required diagnostics data collected through Google. All information supplied by the user stays within the app's database on the device, unless the user decides to share that information on purpose, or the user's device is lost, stolen, or hacked. 2. User-created content. The app allows the user to create recipes with potentially novel formulations. All recipes created by the user are the user's own intellectual property and do not belong to the app or the app developers unless the specified formulation is not original and has already been registered elsewhere.
Once again, you got the drift, and at the bottom right corner, we got an OK button.
OK. Guide. This application's primary purpose is to facilitate efficient organization of research data for easy and quick access. All application contents, such as plant descriptions and article reviews, are stored within the app, making it highly suitable for off-grid use in areas with poor internet access. Essentially, the app aims to become a continually expanding textbook of plant research. In terms of research material, we meticulously curate articles from hundreds of journals, selecting those with practical applicability for the general public with some exceptions. Simultaneously, we strive to include articles often overlooked by mainstream media. The application also boasts a flexible recipe builder, allowing users to create recipes for various purposes. Each recipe ingredient can be linked to one or more scientific articles supporting its role. In a future update, users will be able to add new articles and reviews. Completed recipes can be exported as text or images, facilitating sharing with third parties. The application serves a diverse audience, including naturalists, hobbyists, survivalists, outdoors enthusiasts, cooks, chefs, agriculturalists, horticulturalists, health enthusiasts, bodybuilders, personal trainers, athletes, and plant researchers.
There we go. And at the bottom again is another OK button.
OK, but Plants Research Pro. Button, unlabeled. Detected. Icon, menu. Plants and biomaterials.
We hear plants and biomaterial, and then to the right of it, we've got a couple buttons.
Refresh.
We have the refresh. In other words, we are now in the main UI of the app, and the first thing we heard was unlabeled button detected, and that's the navigational drawer there on the top left corner. And there are no tabs at the bottom, and so at the top, we have that navigational drawer, and then to the right of it, as I go right,
Plants and biomaterials.
We hear plants and biomaterial, and then to the right of it, we've got a couple buttons.
Refresh.
To the right of it,
search.
We have the search button. That's the last one there on the top right. Now, below all of this is a list of plants and all of that, and I'll show you one of these before we proceed.
List item image, agave, 303, agave americana, agave tequilana, agave attenuata, agave peri, agave victoriae regina, agave vilmoriniana, agave desmediana, agave bracteosa, agave filifera, agave sicilana. List item arrow image, nutritional value, gut health, anti-obesity, cooking, weight loss, glycemic index, in list.
And there's the first plant there, and with all the botanical or scientific names and all of that, and a little summary of what it can do and all of that. Now, though, let's go back to the top left corner and tap on that navigational drawer and go through some of the items that I found in that navigational drawer.
Button, unlabeled, out of list. Detected. Icon, menu.
There we go. Let's go ahead and tap.
Navigation header, Plants Research Pro, UCID software.
And we heard the name of the developer, which is the UCID, Y-U-K-O-D. Now, moving down, here's what we got.
Plants and biomaterials.
We have plants and biomaterial. If you tap on this, then you will be taken back to the main UI where the plants are located. But for now, though, let's go through the items that we find here in the menu.
Articles.
Articles, tapping on this will take you to the list of articles, and you can see how many articles there are per each plant and all of that. Next.
Recipes.
Recipes. That's if you want to cook something special or have that someone special, you want to prepare a nice dish for them, you can go in here and figure out how to make that dish. Let's go to the next.
Notes.
That will be the notes that you take associating it to whatever recipes or articles of interest to you. Next.
Favorites.
Of course, we know what favorites are, and we'll be visiting this later on as to how to add things to the favorites. Next.
Lists.
Lists, if you tap here, it's going to show you a list of the stuff again. And let's keep moving.
Preferences.
Let's take a look at the preferences. There may not be much in here, but let's go ahead and take a look.
Button, unlabeled, detected.
That's that top left corner again, which is the navigational drawer. And in preferences, we don't have much besides this.
Display, choose your preferred app theme, in list.
In other words, if you tap in here, you could go choose whether you want a dark color or, you know, light mode. You can tap here to do so. Next.
Language, not yet available, disabled.
We heard language not yet available, disabled, because this is an English only and other languages are yet to come. So if your language is not English, then at this point, this app is not going to be of any use to you until they've added other languages. Let's go back.
List item image, agave, 30.
It took me back to the main UI of the app, and now I'll need to tap on that navigational drawer on the top left corner again.
Button, detected. Icon. Navigation header.
We were in preferences when we got kicked off to the main UI, and now below preferences we got...
Suggest articles. Recommend app. Rate app. Agreement. Privacy. Guide. Contact. Credits. About.
And that's the last item. And now, let's go back and tap on Plants and Biomaterials.
Plants and Biomaterials. Button, unlabeled.
And that brings us to the main UI. And now, let's take a look at one of these. For example,
List item image, agave, 303, agave americana, agave tequilana, agave attenuata.
Let's tap on it.
Button, unlabeled, out of...
Upon tapping on a plant, it shows a picture of the plant on the top half of the phone, and if you move your finger down, you'll encounter some text, the description, and all of that. So let me put my finger down and see what we have.
Common name, agave.
Next.
Other names, century plant, maguey, agave cactus, blue agave,
Next.
Scientific names, Agave Americana, Agave Tequilana, Agave Attenuata, Agave Peri, Agave Victoriae Regina, Agave Vilmoriniana, Agave Desmediana, Agave Bracteosa, Agave Filifera, Agave Sicilana.
Next.
Brief description, Agave SPP, as a genus of succulent plants primarily native to arid regions of the Americas, particularly Mexico and the southwestern United States. These plants are characterized by their rosette-shaped leaves and their role in the production of agave nectar and tequila. The leaves of agave plants are thick and fleshy, typically arranged in a basal rosette. The succulent nature of these...
Ah, talking about tequila, I can see it now saying, hey, I want this plant. Let's move on down and see what else it says.
Research articles. Our database has 3 research articles on agave. We are currently examining a number of new articles and will post reviews soon.
Moving down.
Articles.
You could tab there to see those articles.
Statistics. Articles. Newly added. Unread. 303.
Moving on.
Drug interactions. Not known.
Next.
Warnings. High fructose content in agave may contribute to insulin resistance, obesity, and metabolic issues. Potential for tooth decay in agave if consumed in excess or if proper dental hygiene is not maintained. Quality of agave nectar can vary, with some products being highly processed and containing additives. Rare allergic reactions to agave may occur, with symptoms such as hives, itching, or swelling. Agave can affect blood sugar levels, particularly in individuals with diabetes, so monitoring is recommended.
There we go, so caution here.
References, 1 Castillo Escandon, V. Montfort, G. R. C. Rubio, A. R. I. Mershalek, G.
So basically it tells you about the references where all this is coming from. And that's the last one. Let's go back. Next, let's go though and look at
unlabeled
an article or look at a recipe. So again, we need to tap on that navigational drawer on the top left.
Navigation header, plants research.
Let's go on down and tap on recipe.
Recipes.
Here's the recipes. We tap.
Button, unlabeled.
I am here now on the recipe page, and of course at the top left corner there we have that unlabeled button. Now moving my finger to the right.
Recipes editor.
Is the recipe editor. Now moving my finger down.
Strawberry Blueberries Strawberry Daily Health Booster SBR1, the 4th of August 2024, list item image, provides an excellent mix of berries for overall health maintenance. Antioxidant.
We hear the date as the 4th of August. Of course, this is a European style. This should have been something that was entered like on April 8th, 2024, because we're not in August yet. Let's go ahead and tap on this, though, and check and see what's going on with how to make this recipe.
Or how to make this unlabeled, out of list.
There we go. Near the top left corner again, we have that unlabeled button, which is a navigational drawer. Now, to the right of that is a text string that tells us the page we're on. And, of course, there's recipes.
Recipe.
And then we've got 3 buttons to the right of that. Going right, we've got...
Share.
We hear share. Now, moving right.
Share.
We hear another share. And this is where I'm supposed to take the complicated out of the uncomplicated. This second share basically is the delete button. I'll show you what I mean, but first let's look at the last button, which is...
Branch off.
Branch off. All right, since I'm sitting here on the one that says branch off, let's start from here and see what branch off does. I'll go ahead and tap.
Branch off recipe. This will create a copy of the current recipe, which you can then modify to create a new variation. Proceed.
All right, that's what that is. And at the bottom.
No button.
We got no, and to the right of it,
yes, button.
It's a yes. I'm going to tap on no.
No, button. Plants Research Pro. Branch off.
All right, now let's move leftward and see that here in the middle that I told you actually is the delete. Here's what I'm talking about.
Share. Protected recipe. Sorry, this is one of the protected recipes and cannot be deleted. A future app update will allow recipe filtration, which will allow for the app's protected recipes to be hidden.
And then at the bottom of that dialog on the right edge of the phone.
Okay, button.
The okay button.
Plants Research Pro. Share.
And now let's move to the first share that we saw, which is to the right of the recipe, and we'll see what it does.
Share.
Go ahead and tap.
Share type. Text. In list.
So when you tap on it, we've got a couple things you can, or methods you can share. The first one is share as text. The other one, which is the second one, is the
image.
Share as an image. So for example, if I tap
text.
Tap on text.
Plants Research Pro. Share recipe via text. Out of list. Share recipe via text.
And here's what it says.
Simply tick the fields that you wish to share and then touch the floating share button to proceed. Note, however, that sharing recipes via plain text is not recommended. The receiving user will be able to easily modify the text and reshare it without your knowledge. For recipes that are important, consider sharing via the image option only, as images are more difficult to edit accidentally or intentionally. The author's name, if specified, will be imprinted onto the image, which will offer a level of protection for the recipe's ownership. Furthermore, images are better organized, easier to keep track of, and more appealing.
There you go. And at the bottom, on the right,
cancel button.
We have the cancel or
OK button.
Okay, I'm going to tap on cancel.
Cancel button.
Now, below that, here's what we got.
Name, Strawberry Blueberries Strawberry Daily Health Booster SBR1.
Moving down.
Author, Plants Research App Team.
Moving down.
Category, Medicinal. Description, provides an excellent mix of berries for overall health maintenance, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, neuroprotective, cardioprotective,
antibiotic.
Ingredients, 50 grams of strawberry from fruit, 50 grams of blueberry from fruit, 50 grams of raspberry from fruit, 10 grams of dandelion honey.
Oh boy, I don't even like those dandelions.
Editor.
And we come across something called an editor. If you tab here, for example.
Button.
Of course, there's that unlabeled button, and then moving down.
Ingredients editor.
So this is where you edit the ingredients. And then at the bottom right, you have.
Fab add ingredient button out of list. Detected. Icon add.
There we have an add, and I don't think it's going to let us add it because it's someone's recipe. Let's tap here though and see what it does.
Protected recipe. Sorry, this is one of the protected recipes and cannot be edited.
There you go. You cannot edit it. And so
okay,
tap
button.
OK.
Plants Research Pro. List item image. Strawberry. Provides antiviral.
All right. Now let's go back. Now below that editor we have.
Preparation. Mix the berries into a glass cup or bowl. Pour the honey on top.
Next.
Application, best to consume 2H after breakfast and avoid any other food for 2H afterwards. The idea is to minimize the chance of interference with other food and maximize the bioavailability of the berry compounds. Consume daily for a minimum of 12 weeks and monitor the improvement in your health parameters during this time, e.g., blood pressure, heart rate, blood chemistry, physical performance, cognitive performance. You can add observational reports within the recipe page after each week to track your progress.
Next.
Warnings. Possible allergen. Contains sugar. Always consult with a medical expert before trying a new bioactive recipe.
Next.
Reports. No reports have been made for this recipe. You can add reports or observations here.
And below that,
editor.
We have another editor here, and this is something that I believe you can add some stuff to or add reports or results. Let's tap here and see what this does.
Button, unlabeled.
Of course, we hear that unlabel on the top left, and then to the right,
toggle checkboxes.
Here we have toggle checkboxes. At the very bottom right, though, we have
Fab Add Result button.
Add detected. Results.
Icon, add.
Let's see.
Add new report. This will create a new report for this recipe. Proceed.
There you go. So you can add, if you know what you're doing, you could add another one here. I'm going to go back. Now, below that editor, we've got
references. This recipe has links to 21 articles. References can be modified in the Ingredients References editor.
And then below that, we have the last item, and that will be
editor.
Editor. Tap.
Button.
Now, at the top, of course, we have that unlabeled, and then to the right of it is text string that tells us about the page that we're on.
Recipe references.
And then to the right of it, we've got some three buttons. We've got
refresh.
And right.
Search.
And the top right corner.
Add to favorites.
Is add to favorites, but this is not how you add to favorites. Basically, if you tap on this, it will turn on the checkboxes so that your screen reader can read it for you. At this state, without tapping on it, the checkboxes are not going to be read. So, for example, if I put my finger down.
List item image, inhibition of Helicobacter pylori in vitro by various berry extracts, with enhanced susceptibility to clarithromycin.
Now, to the right of that will be a checkbox, but if I move my finger to the right, or if you're a swiper and you swipe to the right, it'll just move you to the next item.
List item image. Dietary red raspberries attenuate dextran sulfate sodium-induced acute colitis. Shima Bibi et al.
You see what I mean? So now I'm going to go tap on that add to favorites on the top right corner.
Add to favorites. Out of list.
Now that I've tapped on it, watch what happens. I'll put my finger down on the first one and move my finger to the right, and you'll hear checkbox not checked.
List item image. Anti-cancer effects of bioactive berry compounds, Florence Fulmer et al.
Move my finger to the right.
Check box, not checked.
There we go, move my finger down.
List item image, inhibition of Helicobacter pylori in vitro by various berry extracts, with enhanced susceptibility
to
clarithromycin.
Right, or if you swipe right.
Check box, not checked.
There we go, so if I tap.
Checked.
It checks it.
List item image. Cranberry and blueberry. Check box. Checked.
So I've checked a couple of them. By checking a couple of them now, at the bottom, in the middle of the phone, we got
Fab Share button out of list.
We have the share
detected.
And moving
icon,
to the right
share,
of that.
Tech. Fab Delete Checked Links button.
Delete
detected.
The checked links. Now, if I go back here near the top and tap on
Add to Favorites out of list.
Those checkboxes disappear, and so are the buttons that we saw, that is the share and the delete. Both of those are gone. Now let's go back. And now, before we bring this to a close, let's go ahead and see how you add an article to your favorites or to some category of your choosing. That, though, entails us tapping on that navigational drawer on the top left corner, and I'll now tap on that navigational drawer.
Button. Navigation header.
And now let's tap on articles.
Articles. Button. Unlabeled.
We are now on the page of articles, and just like the recipes that we saw, we have some buttons here on the top right corner after the description of the page to the right.
Refresh.
We got refresh.
Search.
Search and then
add to favorites.
Add favorites. That's basically you turning on the check boxes. Let's go ahead and tap. Now, if I put my finger down.
List item image. evaluation of the anti-nociceptive profile of essential oil from Melissa officinalis L. lemon balm in acute and chronic pain models, Ben A.
Now, if I like that, for example, and would like to add that to either my favorites or to some other category, for example, of course, then to the right of that is a checkbox associated to that particular article.
Checkbox, not checked.
Tab.
Checked.
Now, there's a bunch of them here.
List item image, modulation of mood and cognitive performance following acute administration of Melissa.
And now that we have chosen something by checking it, we can now either add it to the favorites or add it to a list. And so about an inch from the bottom of the phone, we've got a couple buttons. We got
Fab Share button.
We got a share there, and to the right of it,
Fab Add to List button.
We have Add to List. I'm going to tap here.
Add article to these lists. Favorites in list.
And we heard add article to these lists. And the first one we hear is favorites. I'll move on down.
Antibacterials.
But let's say I want to add it to my favorites. I mean, we got list of other stuff here.
Antivirals. Antifungals. Anti-cancer.
All of that. You got lots of them here. Now I'm going to tap on favorites.
Favorites in list.
There we go.
Checked.
It says favorites checked. And then at the very bottom corner of the phone, we've got a couple buttons.
Cancel button out of list.
Cancel and
OK button.
OK button. That's how you add it. And this concludes a quick tour of the uncomplicated Plants Research Pro. All good things must end. Thus, it's curtain drawing time, bringing us to the close of this week's episode. Coming up, though, we give you information on how to get hold of us. And with that, we come to the end of our App Bonanza. The next App Bonanza is going to be sometime in July. Of course, we'll let you know when that is going to be. But for this week, we are now at the end of this week's episode. Austin, though, standing by to give you information on how you can get hold of us. Austin?
To contact us, you can send an email to contactus@blindandroidusers.com. You can join a mailing list by sending an email to blindandroidusers+subscribe@groups.io. You can join our Telegram, Facebook, Discord, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The links for everything will be at the bottom of the show notes and also in the video description of the YouTube channel. And also the links are in the websites panel of the YouTube channels.
Thank you so much, Austin. And that brings us to the close of this week's episode. And from me, I want to say goodbye and thank you so much for tuning in every week. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Blind Android Users Podcast. Until we see you next week, don't forget to leave us your comments and suggestions via our email contact or using any of our social media sites. Have a great week.